Catherine, it's Tim Carter. It's great to have you on the Ask the Builder show.
Hi, Tim. Hi. I recently purchased a a side-by-side home, and I share a common wall with another unit next to me.
Okay.
And I'm having problems, a big, big problem, with secondhand smoke coming through the common wall.
Okay.
From the other side. And I've spoken to, numerous different people about this problem, and I'm beginning to think that I have to take the walls down to solve this problem, and I'm just trying to find out if that's necessary, what I would have to do once I take the walls down to solve this problem.
Okay, here's, I know it's causing the problem, and I'm not going to say it's a super easy solution, but there are some easy things you may try that can significantly stop the problem.
Okay.
There's no doubt in my mind that the way that this building was built, it had to be wood frame or even like steel 2x4s maybe. Between your walls, like what's the wall made of between your unit and the problem unit?
Well, I'm assuming that it's wood.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling.
I don't know.
I don't think it's masonry, but it could be.
Oh no, I don't. No, it's not masonry. I have a finished basement that is cement block down there. But I was told during the home inspection that it was not. It was just regular wood.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the deal. When we build walls, you know, across these in between units, you know, because I used to do this.
Mm-hmm.
When you tilt that wall up, if you think for a minute that where the 2x4 touches the subfloor, that is a sealed joint, you're dreaming.
Okay.
In other words, there could be gaps underneath the bottom plate as big as a quarter of an inch for any number of reasons. I'm not going to go into why. Okay, so, and it gets worse. When we put the drywall on the studs, if you think that drywall touches the face of the stud everywhere, you are dreaming.
Okay.
It doesn't. So that means there can be all kinds of air leaks, you know, in between the studs and the drywall. So
So
what can you do? Okay, it's really pretty simple in my opinion. You are going to, on this wall, you're going to pull all the furniture away from the wall. Is the room carpeted?
Some of the rooms are carpeted. The upstairs bedrooms are carpeted.
Okay, you are going to pull off. I know it has baseboard in it, but does the do you have any tow strip under the baseboard? You know, like that little wood molding.
The little quarter inch.
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No,
well, here's the challenge. Here's what you need to do. You need to, without tearing the wall apart, you need to get access to the underside of the baseboard on this wall everywhere. And you are going to caulk that. You may run through 20 tubes of caulk. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to caulk it solid, and you're going to fill that entire gap. Okay. Then you're going to go to every single switch and electrical outlet on that wall, and you are going to – this is a little bit more dangerous. I mean, you've got to – you've got to caulk around the edges. You know how they cut the drywall and there may be a gap between the box and the drywall?
Uh-huh.
You need to caulk that gap closed because air could be coming in from the other unit into your unit through that.
Okay.
Then here's the really, really hard part, and this is where you may need an electrician. When they punch holes in the electric box back in the wall, they actually make a big hole in the box.
Uh-huh.
And they put the cable into the box.
Right.
Well, if that hole is not caulked, air from the other unit can be getting into your electric boxes, and it drifts right through into your room.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Imagine if you were going to fill your condominium with water, like you were going to make a giant swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the places where water would leak out of that condo and into the other unit, and you want to seal those. Because that's where the smoke's coming from.
Okay.
It's that simple.
You don't think I need to take down walls to fix this problem?
Well, I wouldn't. That's really expensive and really a nightmare. Let me tell you, this caulk solution, you may be able to do the caulking yourself in about 2 hours' time and see an 80% reduction in this smoke problem. And if you do, it's like you're on track. You should be like going, wow, I'm really getting somewhere.
Okay.
Taking that wall down is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, I know. That's how I'm looking at it. Right.
No.
Taking off the baseboard.
You don't need to take the baseboard off.
Oh.
You just have to caulk underneath the baseboard.
Okay.
And you have to look for any type of cracks or holes in that wall.
And they have to be sealed.
Yes, they have to be sealed. And you may have to extend around the corners of that wall, you know, because there's communicating, you know, because you don't know how the whole thing was built.
Right.
Yeah, but like I said, imagine if you were filling your unit with water, where would it leak out?
Okay.
All right.
Now, if I didn't want to do this, who would be the best kind of person to do this? An air sealing contractor?
Just a regular remodeling contractor. Just a handyman. It's not hard to do. It's so simple to do, Catherine. You can't believe it.
Okay. All right.
You can do this. I'm telling you. It's really simple.
Okay.
All right, pal. All right. If you have any questions, call me back.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling Ask the Builder.